Hi there, and welcome to the ISIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 19th of March. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
So, Nick, what's been happening this week in the markets? I hear things are quite tight.
They're quite tight everywhere in all trades at the moment. I think the ship capacity is quite full.
Yeah.
Prices seem to be rising. There's a tendency in all markets. It seems to be a lot of cargo around all of a sudden. And I'm told the especially booming places, Arabian Gulf and the Med, the Atlantic is also going strong.
Why do you think that the Gulf is so busy at the moment?
I think the Gulf is busy partly because the Chinese have come back following the New Year.
Right.
And there's a lot of demand going out to the Far East. There's also quite a lot of demand in the other direction into Europe, as I understand it.
Sure. So are we talking chemicals or are we talking polymers here?
Chemicals.
Right, okay. Well, that's interesting because the Chinese are very big importers of polymers, certainly from the Middle East. So it's interesting that they're getting involved in the chemical side more as well.
Yes, as I understand it now. But, you know, the Chinese actually beginning to build a couple of plants as well, aren't they?
They do have a few, just dotted about the place.
Yeah.
And we spoke a bit last week about what was happening in the Mediterranean. How's that market changed? Is that still tight because of the vegetable oil?
Well, the vegetable oil is still there. There's quite a lot of inquiries for vegetable oils, but they've got an added problem in the Mediterranean this week with the strike at Lavera and Foss. The last I heard, there were 11 ships tied up there, and one of the owners told me that there would be further 10 ships, maybe not all chemical tankers, he wasn't certain, tied up by the end of this week if the strike continued as it is today.
So what happens in that situation? Who pays for the ships tied up by a strike? Does the port pay for it, or does the owner pay for it, or does the cargo holder pay for it? Depends, doesn't it?
I know that the port will not pay any penalties, because I asked them that. I don't know who ends up paying. I mean, the charterer will be in a difficult situation. And one of the other things that I asked the owner is whether they would divert ships. And
that would seem to be the logical thing to do. If you're going from 11 to 21, you know, can you send the ships somewhere else, maybe?
Well, he said it is the charterer's option. Now, if the cargo needs to come to that region where the ship is meant to call, or there is a cargo to pick up from there, then clearly you can't move in ports. You just have to wait until the
it's clear
over.
And you've got a berth and it'll be shifted, so forth. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. If you can call and deliver a cargo somewhere else and truck or rail cargo to its destination, then I would think that would be preferable for everybody.
Sure. That's one of the things that struck me when I was writing about chemicals. There's an awful lot of strikes around Foss and Lavera for the chemicals industry, and I presume that and the port was quite often involved. Is it more typical of French ports to be, or that port in particular?
I think the French unions are very strong, and on this occasion, the reason that they're striking is because there is a new terminal, a gas terminal, which will be handled by a company called Gaz de France, GDF, and they are planning to use non-port workers to operate what is essentially a private terminal.
I see.
And so the dockers there are, those jobs should be coming to their staff.
So the Gaz de France terminal will be under the same port authority?
It will be under the same port authority in the sense that they are leasing the terminal space.
Oh, I see.
From the port authority, but they will run a private terminal.
Secondary picketing, I think we call it in the UK.
Yes, we wouldn't call it that in France, I wouldn't think.
No,
because they would consider it to be part of their territory.
Sure. What's been happening around, we've talked about the Mediterranean, we've talked about the Gulf, what about the Atlantic?
The Atlantic is still very strong. The prices have levelled off, but I was talking to owners, brokers, for ships that go in both directions. There seems to be no space in either direction for March positions.
Oh, really?
And some of the April positions, the early April, first half April positions, have already been taken up. Eastbound, and the problem is that there is a lot of CPP, as we said before, going
from Europe to America,
and now biodiesel from the States, I'm told, is becoming stronger, and this is partly encouraged by the American government, who are giving subsidies for biodiesel exports.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
According to the owner that I spoke to, and that's the reason they're seeing more biodiesel. And that's taking up eastbound space. Eastbound space.
Can we talk about the Pacific at all?
You know, it's still going strong. So and it's picked up after the Chinese New Year quite significantly. Space is really, really tight. Space is really tight everywhere. You know.
So are prices just marching up and marching up, or are they levelling off?
There's a curious phenomenon. Chemicals that are lower value, and the lower value scale, it's not worth moving them. And that's someone said to me, they're standing at the window, an Italian broker, they're standing at the window watching and waiting for prices to come back down to make it more economical for them to move cargo.
It's nice to see basic economics working where there's a supply and demand and the price forming that crossover point, and at one point it's too expensive and the other point it's too cheap. So,
and it also means that there seems to be a ceiling on how far prices can go, and we seem to have reached that point for some chemicals on some trades.
So things to look out for this week, the week ahead, the strike at La Vera.
Strike at La Vera for sure. There was a one-day strike in Le Havre as well, which is on the other side of France, and Gonfreville. I suspect that that might just peter out, and it was for different reasons. I think the ice is melting in the Baltic, I've been told. Oh, it's at least it's
we can't go and look, although it was snowing here earlier, I noticed.
It was Finnish weather. It seems to be melting. That will mean that the ice-class ships, if it carries on in this way, will no longer be the only ones that can go there. So there will be a boost to capacity in that region.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.